Good morning, Unity Center of Light. It is a good day that God has given us, has gifted us with, and I am delighted to share it with you. It is indeed a blessing. I am truly honored that I have the opportunity to stand here before you today and share with you a message that God has placed within my mind and heart to share. And that message is entitled, Boldly Step Into Your Vision. Boldly step into your vision. I have been a member of Unity for, I won't say the number of years, but it's been more than one or two. I came to Unity in 1988, Unity of Washington, D.C. At that time, Amalia Frank was the senior minister. So that may tell some of you how long I've been studying and worshiping in Unity. A few days ago, I was clearing out, releasing and letting go of some books. And I discovered that I have four of Lessons in Truth. And I could go on the line to tell you that there are three or four. So I should actually have my own Unity library. And what came to me at time was there must be something truly to the love for the teachings that we know and learn and practice that comes from our worship and service in Unity. And what comes from that study is our knowing who and whose we are. And what that means in terms of how we live this gift of life with which God has granted to us. The preciousness of each moment, the preciousness of the blood flowing through our veins, each breath that we take, the friends that we have, the opportunities that God has given us. What a gift. The message today, bold. Sometimes I have some resistance with that word because that word says there's no wiggle room. That word says that when you, that's a bold brother, that's a bold sister. That means you step into it without fear. You step into it. There's no wavering, no hesitation. There's no resistance. Because in the moment of truth, in an activity, you step, I got this. That's the energy and boldness. I got this. And in that message, what we have learned with the divine presence, God and I are one, that I am not the one that's got this. It's God and I, right? That's got this, yes. The foundational message with which you share each Sunday morning, and let me find my, one of the things that happens when you stand up here, you get a little wiggle in your move. It says, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, and that's God the good, omnipotent. So, as a foundational message, we know that in that statement, that is all we need. Because what happens, what is a foundation? A foundation then is all other things are built on it. It's the core. When we think of a foundation of a house, what is the first thing that goes up? When we think of building a house, what's the first thing that goes up is the foundation, right? So our foundation is that one power and presence. So then a vision is an experience in which a person, thing, or event appears vividly in the mind, although not actually present, often under the influence of a divine agency. It's a mental picture. A mental picture that has been placed within us by the divine presence. So when we can boldly, without fear, step into a vision that is placed into us by the divine, there's no room for fear. There's no room for fear. So I could just sit down and say, okay, that's my message for today. Because truly, everything else is the side dishes. You know, is the reminders of the experiences that we know that have occurred in our lives that helps us to affirm and helps to remind us of this truth. Because sometimes we do need reminders. And for me, I go back to when I'm giving a message to the story of creation. And I go back to that story because it gives me a foundation of who and whose I am and my reason for being, which essentially creates for me my vision. And I like to tell the story of the foundation, the creation, this way. Once upon a time, there was this divine energy, there was this divine presence. This divine presence in the universe that decided, I want to do this a different way. And that divine presence spoke, and the universe appeared. The earth, all of the planets, the air, the sun, the water. And in the series of events that occurred, we move to this moment in time. What happened as God looked around and said, all of this is good. The sun is good. The planets are good. But I have this little space called Earth that I want to do a very different thing with. And then, as we do when we're creating a corporation, the founder of the corporation or the president of the corporation says what? We need to have a structure. We need to have workers, employees, to do all the things that there need to be done. So God created humanity, human beings, to become the instruments, his hands, his eyes, his feet, his ears, his nose, through which his service, his achievements for what needs to be done in this universe could occur. So in that process, each of the individuals, each of the beings that were created were uniquely unique expressions. Because there isn't two individuals in all of the millions of beings that were created that are alike. Twins even aren't totally alike. There are different levels of expression, but each of us has a different voice print. Each of us has a different fingerprint. And each of us has a different reason and purpose for being on this earth. And that is uniquely our gift. That gift was given to us in our creation. As we were born, those gifts, our reason for being, was placed within us. I love the story that I was told in a visions. It's a story from Ifa, which is a Yoruba religion. It says that it goes like this, that when the soul is in the womb, the soul is of God. But God in the womb, the soul takes on arms, it takes on eyes, it takes on legs, it takes on a body, and then it becomes a human being. And as it moves through the birth canal, into the reason, into the world, it comes into expression with a set of spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities that specific to that individual. And when I think about that, I go to Jeremiah and think about the story in the Bible of Jeremiah, which says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." So before you were born, God knew you. Before we were born, God already had a vision of who we were to become. God already had a plan for what we were to do, how we were to express in this universe. So Gabran in the prophet also knew that. And that's true because he says on children, they are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you but not from you. Though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. So not only are we, but generations that come through us in that same vein. The talents and gifts that comes to us are also given to us by God. Because in Romans we find in this grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given us the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So right off the bat, we have an assurance of two aspects of our being. That we are creations of the divine. And that in that creation of the divine, we were given gifts, spiritual gifts and talents before we came into this expression as a human being. So in some sense, we should be set right as we come out of the oven. You know? We should be set, because I think really as we express in the womb, there is a knowing. And during my birthday celebration, what came to me was the idea of what was being in the womb like. Have you ever thought about that? What was that expression like? What was that energy like? Was I really thinking about anything? You know, But what I do know that in that expression, that there was so much love because I was in the creative energy of the divine. I was in the creative energy of the divine, being prepared to make to take the next step in the evolutionary process. So then as I took that next step and came down the birth path and stepped into the real world, what did I do with it? What am I doing with it? What am I doing with it? Because one of the things when we talk about vision, what we know is the question that as adults many of us ask is, why am I here? During my years of work in Prince George's County government, and doing work in the Human Resources Department and employment and training, running the New Alternative Counseling Center for Women, traveling across the world with the International Public Management Association, working to standardize training and development and human resources agencies. The question, no matter where you travel in the world, is my purpose. Feeling how I am not fulfilled, I'm not feeling fulfilled. What is my reason for being here? How do I move into that place of peace? In that place where I can feel peace. In that place where I know I'm in the zone. And when we have that feeling, we can recognize it. Because there is a peace that surpasses all understanding. When we are in the zone, when we know that we are where we should be, when we are doing what we should be doing. And sometimes, what I've learned during my dissertation process, that we are guided to that place in a number of ways. Sometimes, some of us are born in the knowing specifically that this is what I'm supposed to do. And at the first year of birth, you can look at a child and watch a child play and interact with a child, and you know from birth, this is an artist. You just know it. You can watch a child at birth talking about life, and you can observe them as they play, as they interact with the earth around you. There is a natural attraction to that which serves them well, which they resonate with. Well, you know, this child loves to create and build things because they are attracted to working with their hands and putting things together to make things. You know where that child is headed. And then there are others of us who has to take another path because God has to work with us. You know, sometimes we're in resistance. We may know what is ours to do, but we come up with all the reasons why we can't do that. Well, I know within my being that I'm supposed to be, that God is, that what's in me is to be a doctor. Because everything that is within me says that that is who I'm supposed to be. There is something else that moves us into another place. We make decisions, and oftentimes we say that, well, life got in the way. Have you ever heard that? Life got in the way. Well, I got married. Oh, yeah? Well, I had children. Oh, yeah? Well, I had to send my children to college. Oh, yeah? Well, I got old. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm just sitting watching CNN. But what does God say? I can imagine. You know, I place within you, before you came into this universe, your gifts, I place within you the foundation. I created you because you and I are one. And in that divine presence, I place within you all that you need to become the fullest expression of my vision of you in my universe. I place within you all that you need to be the expression, to move into that place of peace, to move into the fullness of all there is. So when we have that hesitation and when we have that resistance, we should go back to what unity teaches us as tools. And we have those as the principles. And sometimes I call them the omnis. I mean, you know what the omnis are? What are the omnis? Omnipresence. Omniscience. Omnipresence. Omnipotent. Omniscience. Omniscience. Is this Unity Center of Light? Now, you know, Reverend Bush, I'm saying, what are the omnis? Omnis, and I'm getting just a few responses here. But that teaches us who we are and what access we have to recall to move us to a place where we should be. The unity truth principles. There is one presence and power in the universe and in life, God the good, omnipotent. For God is omnipresent, all present, omnipotent, all powerful, omniscient, all wisdom. Within this consciousness, there is no fear because God is here. There is only the presence of God. So as we move in the terrain of life, we also have to prepare our inner terrain. And I call our inner terrain levels of consciousness. Because in order for our activity of life and our divine presence to be in alignment, we have to be at a level of consciousness where we are ready to receive that which is to be ours. Now, a good example of this might be, you hear people who win the $50 million lottery, right? So 2 years later, what happens? They're broke. Now, that's a good example of, in the consciousness, being in the consciousness and ready to receive that with which comes to you. Prepare ourselves and know and study to move to a conscious of awareness that I am ready to receive. That's a verse in a song that we sing. A second principle is we are co-creators with God. We create our own reality through our thoughts and beliefs. So I was talking with someone the other day, and the conversation was that they wanted to buy a new home. And they were talking about all the things that they had to do to prepare themselves. And it's like, okay, I'm going to wait for the Lord. That's a good thing, because we have to seek guidance. But the God may be waiting for you, you know, because there is an agreement in this process of moving forward. God presents the idea. God presents the idea. God gives us the vision. But our job is to be ready to receive. We're to say yes. And that's when the co-creativity moves forward. Because we have to give energy to that idea. We have to be ready to receive. We have to be ready to activate and put into place actions that moves us to the fullness of that expression. One of the ways that we may support ourselves in doing it is through prayer and meditation. We align our heart and mind with God, and we affirm the truth of our being. And when there are instances when we have doubt, when we say that we aren't prepared, when we begin to make excuses, when we allow the ego to rule, then we can deny the power of the power that is preventing us from moving forward is present in our lives. That is a denial. And then that cleans out all of what I call the fluff that's preventing us from moving forward. Because what we want to fill our energy space with is what? What do we want to fill our energy space with? With the truth of who we are. With the truth of who we are. We want to be in the consciousness of receptivity because we know we are one with God. God is doing his part, so we are doing our part. And our consciousness really is present in every activity of our lives. Sometimes we are guided by what is in our subconscious. And sometimes I think of the subconscious as, you see a ship. You don't see the part of the ship that's really doing the work. What you see is the part of the ship where people are riding, having fun. The part of the ship that's doing the work is actually on the water. You don't see it. That's our subconscious. And sometimes there are things within that part of our being that prevent us from moving forward to achieve the vision that God has placed within us. And we have to bring that from the subconscious into our conscious awareness. And we do that also by moving into the superconsciousness, which is our God realm. So that is how we move. So sometimes I get to talk again, it kind of times move. So there's one aspect of this that is so critical, and that is take control of your mind and protect your mind. How important is it for you to take control of your mind? Because we pray that our thoughts are prayers. And when we are thinking, we are creating our lives. So we often fill our lives with fluff. And there is a quote that I post on my Facebook page. It says, we must never let the noise of the world overwhelm or overpower that still small voice inside. So we need to protect our minds, clean our minds, and make sure our minds is of positive affirmations. Because when we watch CNN every day, when we watch MSNBC every day, when we participate in the gossip that we know isn't true, when we begin to doubt ourselves and tell ourselves the story over and over again, I'm not good enough. I don't have the skills. I'm too old. You know, my family isn't in the tribe. I didn't come from that part of the world. You know, I don't have the money. We're filling our minds with fluff. But God says those are false. Those are not true. So let us clear our minds, get clarity on what is ours to do so that we can move forth and go boldly into the vision that God has prepared for us. The vision that we know is ours. The vision that we spoke when we were 5 years old and someone asked us, what did you want to be? That's the most clearest time in your life when you spoke the truth about who you wanted to be. Most kids can just off and they're so excited. So if you ask many of the adults now, what do you want to be? They tell you something different than when they were five because life got in the way. So boldly step into the vision for your life that God has placed within you. The vision that was placed in you during the time that you were created in your mom's womb. the skills that were placed within you during the time that you created. God has prepared you to do a mighty work. We celebrate tomorrow the birthday of an individual who has been boldly stepping into his vision, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He came into this universe. He came into a family of Baptist preachers. And the thinking was at that time that he was going to be a Baptist preacher. But God, he thought that, no, I don't want to be a Baptist preacher. I want to be a lawyer. But something within him, when he went to the college that he attended, said, no, that's not the direction that you are to take. You are to be a minister. And it was in at that time that he recognized his being. And a part of it was when his parents sent him to Connecticut to work on a tobacco farm. He realized that working on that tobacco farm, there was another way of being. There was a life there that was so different from the life he knew in Atlanta. So his commitment to a way of being, his career, was kind of rooted in that experience. So we have those life experiences as well. So be open and present to every experience. Be open and present to the messages that God gives to each of us. Be open to the foundational message. There is only one power and presence in the universe. That is God, the good, omnipotent. Wherever I am, that present is operating and available to me at all times. Wherever I am, there is no separation in that presence, because that presence and I is one. Wherever I am, I already have all that I need to do what is mine to do. Boldly, without fear, without hesitation, no wiggle room, step into the vision that God has placed within your heart and mind for you to do. Thank you.